This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. A fact of life, you're going to be hurt from time to time by people who hurt you, intentionally or perhaps unintentionally. And how you handle that hurt and the way it comes to you will determine how happy you're going to be. We really can't avoid the hurt. Every person on earth is going to experience it. And my guess is that you've probably been hurt somehow or somewhere. You might often think about it. And resentment, that's the thing that keeps a score on people who've hurt you, with that intention of, yeah, you'd like to get even with them because they wronged you and they might have treated you unfairly. At work, you might have had an unfortunate experience with a colleague who did the wrong thing, or your parents. You could blame your parents for letting you down when you're a young person, you've never forgiven them, or a close friend has betrayed you. They might have shared a confidence you didn't want them to share. Harboring a resentment, it's a very unhealthy way to live, and yet many of us continue to live like this. We might be full of resentment on the inside, but as if acting, you know, as if there's nothing wrong. Is that a good choice? Now, there's a verse in the Bible in Job chapter 5, verse 2, that I find interesting. It says, "Surely resentment destroys the fool." I think it's a fantastic word from God's word. Should be printed on bumper stickers everywhere. Surely resentment destroys the fool. They're very powerful words. Why do some people wrap themselves in knots, keeping resentment alive, and all the while the person of their attack has no idea what's going on? So what's the point? Well, the psychologists point out that the dangerous and toxic elements of resentment, it seethes away at the person's deepest level. Sometimes we're not aware of what's going on. It lies festering there inside. But what it actually does, it affects everything we say, do and think, like a cancer or a fire, a smouldering fire that never gets extinguished. And when you're offended or disappointed by others and you allow that hurt to germinate, well, bitterness and resentment will take root. And if linked with that is the unforgiving spirit, you've certainly got a problem there. All this will colour your conscious and unconscious thoughts. In the end, nobody really wins. We're like the little boy who was one night saying his prayers, and he went down a list of his family asking God to bless them, but he didn't include his brother's name. So Mum said to him, "Why didn't you pray for Cliff?" Well, he said, "I'm not going to ask God to bless Cliff because he hit me." And his mother said, "Well, don't you remember that Jesus said to forgive your enemies?" And the little boy, quite bright, he said, "That's just the trouble. He's not my enemy. He's my brother." So resentment is especially deadly because it keeps a view. It could often be a wrong view of that. It's a lens that you've got about people that's affected by anger. It could be the wrong view. You're so angry and resentful, you miss out on seeing the good points of that person. And I think we've got to learn to let go of that slippery slope of resentment. And the reality is that resentments never resolve themselves. Sometimes I'm not even aware that I'm resentful, as Joyce Meyer, who said, "If you're not certain you have resentment, imagine the person who hurt you walking toward you down the street. What would you do?" She said, "Would you cross over on the other side of the street?" Now, I think that's a good test, isn't it? The good news is no matter how long you've harbored bitterness, it's never too late to forgive. A wise person said, "Don't let your emotions drive your train because they'll always derail you." And I like that. Life's too short for this sort of destructive emotion. And the Bible has good words from Ephesians 4, verse 31. "Don't be mean, bad-tempered and angry. Quarrelling and harsh words and dislike of others should have no place in your life." That's Ephesians 4, 31. Your perspective is blurred. You become isolated from other people. That's not a good thing. And it was the psalmist in Psalm 37, verse 8 said, "Stop your anger, turn off your wrath. Don't fret and worry because it only leads to harm." What a true thing that is. So are you willing today to let go of resentment? Heavenly Father, here's a lesson that's hard for us to learn. The slippery slope of resentment. I need your help to stop it today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.